we've got mussels, we've got queen scallops, we've got tuna.
Billy Alley. I'm a licensed Billy's Gate fish ball.
We've got tuna, we've got sword, we've got marlin.
I started when I was 15 in January. There was snow was on the ground. That was in 1959. And I'm 61 now. I've been down here all my life.
Marlin. We've got wild bass, we've got farm bass, we've got oysters, razor clams.
We used to wear a leather hat, which we had to carry our fish on. I mean, they were all 8 to 10 stone boxes. Get them on a van, on your head, and you had to deliver them. That's how we got our living then. You couldn't go to work unless you had a leather hat then. Some firms wouldn't have you at work unless you wore one.
Lemon soles, Dover soles, Torbay soles, Witch soles, Megan soles.
In them days, you couldn't get into any of these jobs without you knew someone in the market. In them days, in the East End, you had the print, you had the docks, and you had the markets. A majority of the people in the East End, that's where they went to. It was a closed shop, more or less.
You've got cod fillets, you've got haddock fillets, you've got red fillets, you've got coley fillets, lemon fillets, plaice fillets.
There's a big clock in the centre where they call that the stones. You stand on the stones, you apply for hire. I was just made redundant, and I had to go under the clock, stand under the clock for hire. Wow. See, if a man's short, they'll call you on to do a day's work. It's one of the last, I'd say, Victorian practices now in England where they do that. I don't know of any other market that does it. You know, you don't get to work, you don't get nothing.
You've got barracuda, you've got snapper, you've got parrotfish, you've got crab, you've got blue crab, you've got crab meat, white and brown.
You look around at the English fish here now, there's hardly any here. It's all this stuff now. Grouper and snapper and things like that, they are the fish people eat now. The English people don't eat that sort of stuff. As for cooking it, they don't want to cook it, do they? Because the average housewife don't want to mess their kitchen up, do they? They'll eat it, but they'll eat it in a restaurant. I mean, even I do. I'll go out to a restaurant, I'll eat fish. I love fish. You know, fish is a lovely thing, but people do not want to cook it, except for the Caribbean people and the Indian people. They see all these things on the telly, what Rick Stein does and all them sort of people. I don't know how many of them do it. These people do, and they enjoy fish. They know the value of it, and the English people don't.
I could supply you every day, if you come to my stand, I mean it, 365 days a year, I would give you a different fish. That's what I could do for you. Start tomorrow, we'll start you off with a bit of squid, or some octopus, or cuttlefish, and then the next day we'll give you a whiting, next day we'll give you some monk, then some haddock fillets, then some hake, on and on and on.